In a world saturated by smartphones and tablets, an older pastime is staging a dramatic comeback, the humble board game. Now, the ancient Egyptians played them 5,000 years ago, but in the era of the video console, it was starting to look as if board games were facing the final throw of the dice. Did you see what I did there? Anyway, in recent years, however, they've staged a remarkable comeback, and I'm pleased to say that Billericay has its very own board games club, and here to tell us all about it is Duncan Popham from Billericay Board Games Club. Hello, Duncan. Thanks for coming into chat today.
Hey, Bob. Thanks ever so much for having me in today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm interested to find out about the club now. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you always been into board gaming?
Well, not really, to be honest. It's only been in the past couple of years that I've found my passion for it. Yeah. Historically, I used to play more video games.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think transferring into board games is where a lot of recent adapters of the hobby have come from.
Really? Now, yeah. I remember from my own childhood, and that was a long, long time ago, games like Monopoly and Cluedo were regular amusements in my house, and later on I moved on to Risk. I got really addicted to Risk at one time. But I don't remember there being too many others available to play in those days. Is there a lot more choice nowadays, do you think?
There really is an almost infinite variety of board games available on almost any topic you'd care to name. So some of the popular games at the club we have regularly include a game called Viticulture, which is all about making your own wine.
Oh, right.
We have Ticket to Ride, which is all about laying train tracks across Europe.
Wow.
And, you know, an almost endless variety of games for almost any theme.
Right. A lot of them have got quite an educational element, I would think, have they?
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of games that suit families as well, which do have that educational element installed in them, which you can enjoy with all the family and make sure you're learning as well.
Okay, so why do you think there's been this resurgence in the popularity of board games? Is it a social thing, do you think? And why did you kind of switch?
I think more than anything, it is that social element.
Yeah.
So at the same time as enjoying a hobby and being intellectually involved in a puzzle or a strategy at some point, you're also able to communicate with peers who have a shared interest, meet new people from all different walks of life,
great.
Which we certainly are at the club that we operate. And take that shared interest and enjoy it all together. So it's definitely the communal social aspect that's really driving the resurgence.
Well, that's really good. I think we're all disappearing into our own tablets and
very much so, very much so.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the club itself. How long have you been going?
So the club's been operating for around 2 years now. And we run three different types of events. So we have on the first Tuesday of every month, we meet at the Railway Inn in Billericay.
Oh, lovely.
For a social drinking type event where we tend to play some of the smaller games, the sort of games that will last anywhere between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours.
Right.
We have once every fortnight on Fridays, we meet at Total Digital offices in Billericay, and there we play a lot of the sort of really long games that take anywhere between 3 and 10 hours.
Right.
And that's a bit more industrial sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
And then we also meet on occasional Saturdays at the Billericay Library for a family event, where we ask people to bring the kids along and get involved in some of the more family level games. The kids seem to love it as well, so that's really nice too.
Fantastic. You're on a mission, aren't you?
We certainly are spreading the board game love.
Very good. So at these events, who supplies the games? Do you bring them along yourself, or
it is so the club has a small section of games that we own as communally, but all the members tend to bring along a big pile of games. You can pretty much guarantee you're always going to have plenty to choose from and plenty to play.
Yeah, fabulous. Is it free?
Oh, it certainly is free, yeah. So the club on at the railway, it costs as much as however many pints you want to drink.
Right, okay.
Which may well be quite a lot. The Friday office meets always free, and the library's also free of charge as well. And we're always welcoming new members.
Fantastic. Does it get very competitive? Do people take it too seriously sometimes?
Yes and no. So we all like to win, but at the same time, it's the joy of the game that really drives us. And a lot, because the games are becoming increasingly smart and interesting, and usually about themes that are also really interesting as well. It's more loving the shared mechanics of the game that really drives us to continue playing together.
Fantastic. So, what's the game of the moment? What is there a sort of really popular one that everyone's trying to get
hold
of?
Yeah, so at the moment, the big game that's been released recently is a game called Rising Sun, where you play rival dynasties in feudal Japan.
You don't have to dress up for that.
There's not usually dressing up, although we wouldn't discourage it. And in that game, you sort of take over various different areas from each other and also summon the powers of various Japanese gods down on your enemies. Wow. So, yeah, it's quite dramatic.
Powerful stuff, yeah. Now, the board game booms not only led to the creation of new games, but also to cafes and bars focused on gaming. A new one just opened in Chelmsford recently.
Yeah.
You can go there and buy games, or you can stay and play. Would you like to see that happening, Billericay?
Certainly would, yeah. So there are a number of board game cafes particularly that have been set up across the country. And there's several in London. There is the new one in Chelmsford where we went to recently. And, you know, I personally think there's a space for them in many towns throughout the country. They're a really nice way to spend an afternoon.
Absolutely.
Get some food, get some drink, and relax with friends. And as you say, put those tablets and phones away.
Absolutely. Well, there's a business opportunity out there for someone, isn't there, if they can get in there. What about the club itself? How many members have you got? And are you looking for new members at the moment?
So we certainly are. There's no real formal membership of any sort. So it really is a turn-up and play. And we tend to have anywhere between... Well, at the very low end, we'll have 6 people turn up, and at the very high end, we'll have 25.
Fantastic.
So, you know, it's a really varied amount, but, you know, we're always welcoming people to come along, either on the first Tuesday of every month or every second Friday.
Lovely. All right. Well, we'll put all the details up on the Phoenix FM website later on. Meanwhile, if people want to contact you, if they'd like to get involved, how do they do that?
You can find us on our Facebook page, which you can just type in Billericay Board Game Club, and you'll find us nice and easily there. We'd welcome the contacts.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned there was another Facebook group that is massive for board games.
Yeah, so there's a group called Board Game Chat and Trading is one of our largest Facebook groups. Yeah. And we've got, you know, I think it's near enough 100,000 members now.
Wow.
And that is a place populated entirely by board game lunatics. So if you want to see how serious it gets, that's certainly the place to go.
Well, it's really taking off then.
And it certainly
is. It's nice to see getting people out of doors and away from those tablets, as we say. Well, Duncan, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us all about it. That's Duncan Popham from the Billericay Board Games Club. And if you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website later today.